If you have your Bibles with you, I do not intend to take long, but there is a thought that's on my mind. It's a very special thought to me. It's one of my favorite verses in the Bible because it means so much to me. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, I can't remember if I've ever preached it in this area before. It wouldn't surprise me if I have, but it's just so special, and it's what's on my mind this evening. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, I usually like to go back to 12, but we'll just skip to 13 for time's sake. It says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as common to man." And what this is saying here, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as common to man, meaning we all have the same struggles. And the way I like to put it sometimes, you know, sometimes whenever I go through stuff, I want to think that my struggles are special, right? Are y'all ever like that? You know, whatever it may be, I may have an ingrown toenail, and Brother Sam be like, well, I had one last week, and be like, yours wasn't like mine. Mine was worse. Mine was redder. Mine had more discharge coming out of it. I mean, we all want to think that our lot in life is special, that nobody's experienced the pain and the struggles that we have. Well, what Paul says here, he says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as common to man." We all struggle. Our struggles aren't special. It's the pain and sorrow that we go through living in this low ground of sin and sorrow. I want to tell you, the Lord showed me something the other day over in John chapter 16 where he says, "I have spoken these things unto you that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." I want you to understand, he said you might have peace, but you shall have tribulation. I'm going to tell you, it's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Danny lives his life sometime in a way where I might have tribulation, but I think I shall have peace. I'm going to tell you, he says, "I've spoken these things to you, that in me you might have peace. As you go through these problems, continue in me that you'll have peace." We're going to have troubles. Paul says, "Endure hardness as a good soldier." Brothers and sisters, this is a warfare that we're in. It shouldn't surprise us when Satan shoots darts at us. He says, "There had no temptation taken you, but such as common to man." And I want to tell you recently, this next four words, it just really jumped out at me in this verse. "But God is faithful." I'm going to tell you, I love, as an old Baptist preacher, and also as an old Baptist pew sitter, I love to hear and preach about the faithfulness of God and eternal salvation. Don't you? I'm going to tell you, I love to hear about that faithful, good, great chief shepherd that will not let any one of his sheep not be in his flock whenever the Lord comes back. Amen? I love to hear that. I love to hear about that faithful husband who was so faithful to us that even when we were unfaithful, he bore the curse that we should have rightfully bore, and he endured the suffering that we should have suffered because he's a faithful husband and he would not allow his wife to go to hell. Don't you love to hear about that? Don't you love to hear about the faithful father who has his children in the palms of his hands? It says that we are engraven in the palms of his hands. It doesn't say our names are there. It says we're there. Don't you love to hear about that faithful father that because we are in his hand, can't no man pluck us out? I want to tell you, I love to hear about that faithful king who, if he wants you in heaven, you're in heaven. Because none can stay his hand or say, "What doest thou?" Don't you love to hear about the faithfulness of God in salvation? Amen. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, God's faithfulness goes beyond eternal salvation. If you believe that God is faithful and that he's going to carry you to heaven one day, if you believe that God is so faithful that he would not allow one of his little sheep to perish, if you believe that God is so faithful that whenever the bride of Christ is going to be in heaven, there's not going to be one of his loved ones that's going to be out. I'm going to tell you, whenever we go through temptation, whenever we go through trials, whenever we go through troubles, whenever we go through tribulations, we need to understand that God is still faithful. Amen. Look what it says here. "There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you. God is so faithful, brothers and sisters, that He will not allow you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. You know what this verse just said? I'm going to tell you it. I want it to be real to you. Because this is my diet verse. This is the verse that helped me lose 260 pounds. Now, whenever I gained it all back, I forgot about this verse. But what I want you to understand, this verse has helped me through so many times, through so many trials, through so many temptations, through so many tribulations. This verse has helped me because it's saying that God is so faithful. God is so faithful that He will not allow me to go through something that I'm not able to bear. And by the way, it doesn't say this. It doesn't say this. Who will not put upon you more than you're able to bear. I'm tired of people misquoting that. I'm going to tell you, God doesn't put it on me. You understand? But it says here, it says, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able to bear, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. What are you going through? What have you been through? What are we going through in our lives that we feel like we just can't bear it? Maybe it's something you're going through with your kids. Maybe it's something you're going through with a spouse. Maybe it's something you're going through with a church member. Maybe it's something that's going on at work. I'm going to tell you, the Lord in His Word says that He is so faithful that He will not allow you to go through something that you're not able to bear. But how do we bear it? We bear it through Him. We go to Him in prayer. The Lord says this. He says, without me, you can do nothing. What does that mean? How do I take on my struggle? How do I take on my tribulation? How do I take on my suffering? I go to God in prayer and say, Lord, please give me the strength to get through this. Doesn't the Lord say over 2 Corinthians 12, around verse 8, He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. Either it is sufficient or it ain't. Either it's sufficient enough to strengthen us, to help us to get through it, or it's not. By the way, I don't want people to misunderstand that I'm preaching a gospel of prosperity. Whenever it talks about that God is faithful, that He will not suffer you to go through something that you couldn't bear, that you can't bear, it's not saying that He's going to take it away. I'm going to tell you, I've shared experiences about Sister Wanda Michael up in Indiana before. But I'm going to tell you, brother and sister, I witnessed her going through horrible cancer pains, going through cancer three different times. And that sister never gave up. That sister was always praising God. That sister, every time I seen her, she had a smile on her face, whether she was faking it or not. I'm going to tell you, the Lord gave her strength to bear it. It doesn't mean that He's going to take it away, but He's going to give you strength to get through it. I'm going to tell you, you and I need to know that every day in our lives. Because I'm going to tell you, struggles get hard, do they not? Am I talking to people who live in a fallen world? Do they not get hard? Do you not feel like you just want to throw up your hands and say, what's the use? I'm sure you felt like that as a pastor before, hadn't you, Brother Sam? But you know what? The Lord's carried you through, hasn't He?
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, let us stay faithful. And the way that He's able to make you bear it is that you stay faithful. You continue to strive to persist after that goal. You continue to strive to live the right way. You continue to strive to praise your Almighty God. I tell you, I want to pray one more time before Brother Sam gets up here. The Lord anoint you, brother. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, just please be with this dear brother as he comes to preach for us, dear Lord, that you would just anoint him with thy Holy Spirit sent down from heaven, dear Lord, and that you would please bless him to preach with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, dear Lord, that you would just unloosen his lips and move his tongues to speak those holy things, and that you would just take the wax out of our ears, dear Lord, and take the callousness off of our heart, that these things may sink down not only in our head, dear Lord, but also under our heart. Dear Lord, please be with all those who are going through trials, and please bless them with the grace to look unto thee. In Jesus' most holy and blessed name, we beg thee, to be thy will. Amen.